Hello, welcome to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in. This is our 253rd episode of the podcast. I hope you're having a great week. I know for most people, after the holiday season, kind of getting back into January starts to kind of create a kind of a new sense of wonder, a new sense of purpose, a new direction. I know I've seen a lot more people out running on the local trails, hitting the gym, things like that than usual. So I'm sure for a lot of you, it's a pretty busy start to the new year. I had on last week's podcast, I talked about some of the questions that people had posted to me. One of them was, do I get tripped up in my own process? Do I kind of ever get stuck in my own process? Which, of course, the answer is yes, because I think everybody at some point trips up in their own process. But somebody asked me, what does that actually feel like when it's pretty heavy, like when it's pretty aggressive in its approach? What does it look like when I'm stuck in my own process? And like how difficult is that actually for me personally to deal with? Because even though I've got a lot of resources and mentors and exercises and community around me, it's still a challenge. When you're in that space, it's still tough. And no matter how many people tell you, you just got to work through it, you just got to shoot through it, everybody suffers through it. When it's your own angst, it's always got a little bit more gravity to it than I think when you're helping somebody else or you're trying to help somebody else. And so I wanted to talk this week about kind of what that sensation looks like, where I think it comes from, and some of the ways potentially that if you get stuck in your own creative process or you get this own sense of kind of despair about your creative practice, maybe some potential ways to think about that. Because I know for me, this sometimes can get pretty paralyzing depending on what project I'm working on, or if I haven't shot in a while, or if I've got something new I'm taking on where I'm uncertain of what's coming. Sometimes this can be a big challenge for me. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that and see if maybe there was some insights in what I process and how I deal with things that might help you. I think the biggest sensation I would explain or describe about this is that it feels like it's a road to nowhere. It feels like every step I take is going nowhere. Every process, every photograph I make, everything I shoot just ends up going nowhere, as if there is nothing to say. And so while I think everybody has a unique voice and vision and something powerful to say and some powerful message to present to the world of the things they're passionate about, when you feel like you're going nowhere, when you feel like the road and the journey is taking you nowhere and you're seeing nothing along the way, it can become extremely frustrating because there is this sense of nothing. There's this sense of, I'm not going to create, I'm not going to make anything interesting, I'm not going to make anything amazing. And I think that's the first kind of hurdle to get over, is the recognition that who are you interested in creating work for? And so if you keep in mind what's really important about your photography, what got you into photography, what had you start to make photographs, I think that's one of the important things to remember. Because it's entirely possible, maybe you've hit a point in your life where you've outgrown your photography and your photographic interest. I think for a lot of people, they don't. I think they may hang the camera up because they get frustrated with not getting what they want, maybe in terms of recognition or sales or business-wise, but they forgot the original reason they picked up the camera. So why did you start taking photographs? Why did you get into photography? What was that sense of awe and wonder and amazement? Because that's an important thing to hold on to. That's an important kind of thing in your gut to hold on to when things get bleak, when things get frustrating, when you feel like you're on that road to nowhere, remembering why you started the journey in the first place. You know, if you think about maybe some of those people who hike like the Appalachian Trail or Pacific Crest Trail, you know, 2,300 miles of hiking, 2,300 miles of walking. Some people do that in one journey. Some people start off at the right time of year and they make the whole journey. Other people, they do it over decades. They spend times just piecemealing it together. But that journey of start to finish, of seeing that whole landscape, that's the thing to focus on, the thing to remember. And along the way, there's going to be bumps and bruises and blisters. But as you continue on that journey, that focus of what got you started, what that passion was for seeing the environment, for being connected to the land, that's something to consider in your own photography. What was that about? It's also important to, I think, remember that it's darkest as you're coming out of this experience. So when you bottom out and when you feel like, I can't pick up the camera again, I can't make good photographs, I don't even know what interests me in my photography, that's a turning point. It's one of the things my partner, Lori, has written a lot about in her own experience as a writer and as a creator and as a person, is that sometimes we bottom out before we bounce up really high. So if you think of kind of like bouncing a super ball, you know, at that bottom part of the bounce where it seems like the ball's not going to go up, it slingshots up higher than you expect. Our creativity and our photography in a lot of ways can be like that. As we get in that spot of being stuck, in that spot of being frustrated, where we feel like we don't know what to do next, that's a low point. And off that low point, the tension's in the rubber band for something amazing to happen. And I think too many times we're willing to cut the tension on the rubber band to take away that anxiety and that feeling we have that we're not going to accomplish anything. And we lose all the momentum that we've been building on the downside. All that speed and that inertia that's been developed that's turned into now some potential energy, as that slingshots us back forward, we create amazing things coming out of that space. When you look at a lot of famous artists, Van Gogh is the kind of classic example. You know, all of those great paintings created in such a short period of time after years and decades of building up to that point where he was in southern France and created that huge body of work. That energy that was put into that, out of all of the things that happened to get him to that point, they created an amazing experience in the long run of a huge collection of paintings. So your photography and your own process can be very much the same. You might need that tension to be built to be released. I think one of the other pieces that's really important in that space is that you have to have an honesty with yourself. You have to have a real long conversation with yourself about what is the measure of photography and what is the measure of a photographer. Because it is really challenging, I think, today to make great work and have great work not be recognized. Because so many things we read, so many things we hear is, and so many things we look at are all about this notion of great photography, and it's being discovered, and these people on social media and these different books and all these different things that are happening to indicate what is really great photography. The measure of a photograph shouldn't be on that external locus. It shouldn't be on that idea of how many likes, how many comments, how many different ways was it published. That is one measurement of the photography. But the key measure of a photograph is, how did you respond to the photograph? How did that photograph make you feel? Which goes back to that original question about, why did you get into photography? Why did you start taking pictures? What did you love about taking those pictures? Was it because somebody else, or 100,000 people, or 5,000 people, or 50 people said they liked your photograph? Or did you take photographs that you just thought were cool? Things you were interested in photographing. And maybe there were things nobody else was photographing. Maybe there were things nobody else was interested in photographing, which is part of your uniqueness as the photographer, your uniqueness in scene. So even though they may not be hot, popular, and crazy, there were things that you were interested in seeing, the things you wanted to see photographed, and a way you wanted them to see photographed. And then we get enamored in what makes a good photograph. The measure of a good photograph is the quality of light, the tones, the composition, all of these elements. But the interesting thing about when you study the history of photography, when you study art and art history, is that there are these seminal breakpoints where artists who have stayed true to themselves and the things that matter create a new form of art. They create a new look of art, or they embrace and extend an art in a method they haven't before. So maybe part of what you're dealing with photography, and maybe part of the struggle you might be having, is that the way you create work isn't in the classic mold of what is currently contemporary photography. Maybe it's historical in context. Maybe it's future thinking. If you think about anybody creating art in the modernist era and then postmodernism started, if you were creating postmodernist art, when you were on the front edge of that, it was not going to be well accepted. It's now accepted as one of the kind of art forms, and it's like well regarded, well collected. There's whole museums dedicated to postmodernism. So part of this is going to depend on where you're at in your own headspace and your willingness to stick with your own vision. And so I think if you can remember that the measure of the photograph is on the internal aspect, the way you feel and respond to the photograph is going to be significant. I think that's also why when you say things like, what's important to me is wildlife conservation, environmentalism, women's rights, dealing with abuse. I want to tell the stories of people whose stories can't be told. I want to tell travel stories. Whatever it is that is your, at your core essence, no matter how small, no matter how it seems like that story's been told, no matter how it seems like, well, nobody would be that interested in that, that is what you're interested in. And I think that's the real struggle with a lot of what we challenge ourselves in photography. In today's era, as we try to figure out what is other people going to like, what are other people going to want to do? And the result is we create nothing of value to ourselves because we're trying to fulfill a dream, an idea, a concept that's not truly our own. So celebrating our own uniqueness, celebrating the way we respond and feel about the photographs, is central to our own experience. And recognize that maybe your photographs won't be heralded as the greatest pop culture phenomena, the greatest Instagram phenomena collected in the museum. But at the end of the day, they taught you something about yourself. They taught you about what's important. They taught you about the uniqueness of the way you see the world. And that standing there and taking those photographs was something that was important to you. So in many ways, that notion of the road to nowhere is important, because when you get to nowhere, you get to that place where nothing else is, and it's empty, that's where you find yourself. That's where you find the photographs that you're interested in. So you've been on this journey to nowhere, and at that point, when you're at nowhere, do you pick up the camera and start making photographs? The empty space of nowhere, the empty collection of what's at nowhere, all of that angst, all of those alarm bells that have been going off in your head, all of that journey comes to this point where there is nothing left. At that point, we're ready to make some photographs. We're ready to identify with who we are and our way of seeing that makes the photographs great. And so when we learn to see, truly see what is unique and exciting in the world, those are the times when we've recognized that we've come to nowhere and picked up the camera. I think sometimes we get to nowhere and we put the camera down thinking, well, now that I've gotten here, I don't have anything. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to be. When in fact, photographing nowhere is the point of the journey. Because your nowhere is where nobody else has been. It is part of your uniqueness. So as you work through your day, as you work through your photographic practice, remember that sometimes that road to nowhere is the destination you needed. It is the spot you ultimately needed it to be to make the photographs that truly matter to you. Nobody may look at those photographs. Nobody may see those photographs. Nobody may respond to those photographs. But they're going to matter to you because they're going to teach you how to see better, how to be better, how to imagine more, how to think bigger, how to be outside yourself. And that's really at the core why we got into photography, was to make our world bigger. And even if we're photographing macro flowers, it was to see things beyond what we could on our own before. We pick up that camera and we're more tomorrow because of what we photographed today. That learning and that education is what our photography was about. And that's the key thing to hold on to when you're frustrated, is that more than anything, this is a chance for you to grow as a person. It's a chance for you to see the world in a different way and be a different person tomorrow. And maybe if you're not happy and you're frustrated and you're confused about your photography and what to photograph and does it all matter and should I hang it up and should I quit or not, is to remember the camera is there as a tool to help you better understand who you are. So what better reason to pick up the camera than just to better explore who you are as a person? And it doesn't matter then what else is out there in the world, because you're out in the world growing, changing, and evolving. And I think for anybody, that's really at the end of the day, all we can hope for is that we're better tomorrow than we were today, and that the day after tomorrow, we'll know more and be more than we were that day. So I hope you get a chance to really sit down and think about, maybe if you're frustrated with your photography, if you're not sure what to photograph, you're really kind of confused, that you think about some of these things and realize that, yes, there are hard times. Yes, it's difficult to pick up the camera. But if we hold to that core of why we picked up the camera in the first place and the things that really matter to us, the things that we're truly inspired by and in love with in the world that can teach us more about ourselves, those are the things to focus on when we don't think we can. And maybe that road to nowhere actually is taking you somewhere. I hope you have a great week behind the camera. Don't forget, you can always find us up on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all the places podcasts are found. Don't forget to make sure you spend time with family, friends, and loved ones and share with them in the joy that is the world. And if you do happen to make a photograph you love, just remember to tell people when you show it that I love this photograph, and it doesn't really matter if they love the photograph. It's something that's passionate to you and the way you see the world. And I think from that, you might find you get a better response within yourself, regardless of what the rest of the world says. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.